guys, the premise of this podcast is to help people find habits and tips that help them build their dream body and or start creating a process to get into health and fitness, okay? So, the reason I wanted to do today's is I saw a new thing on the news saying that we are hitting a peak number of obesity rates in the United States, okay? There was a lot of studies showing that by 2020, back in 2016, that we would have 3 out of 4 people measuring a BMI that puts them in obesity, okay? A BMI over 30. I think currently it's at 72% when it was back like 40 to maybe like 5-6 years ago, okay? This is startling because we have the most information for health and fitness as we've ever had in any other time in history. Like, we have YouTube videos and blogs and programs and more entrepreneurs ever helping people, like, solve this problem. So, healthcare, medicine's the furthest it's ever been in science. For people who are against that, there's even alternative methods that are there, you know? And diet, so it's a little startling to me. However, as you know, this is a priority to me. So something I see a lot, which can be an area that shows why things are the way they are, is I used to be part of this group on Facebook called Weight Loss Support Group. The group is helpful. A lot of people, you know, it has over 170,000 members. Seem very, what's the word? Very helpful to people, okay? In this group, they have a rule you're not supposed to private message people, okay? Which kind of makes sense because they're trying to keep people from selling to other people, okay? But the downside is, on groups like this, is that you have somebody ask a question and they're trying to help them, but you have a whole bunch of people give them unqualified answers, okay? Or answers that could be more efficiently said, and they seem confusing. And so you'll post, like, say, a comment, and then this comment, what do you call, let's say, because there's so many people responding, somebody asks a question, and you answer the question as comment number 20, but then when they ask for clarification, you're now comment number 50 because 30 other people gave their opinion or their 2 cents, right? So I usually ask people to private message me to clear up any confusion, because sometimes it can become an in-depth conversation, which you would not do in a comment section, just because there's a lot of people pitching in and it just makes it a lot less efficient, okay? So, an example would be somebody says, hey, how'd you guys lose 20 pounds? A question, right? And somebody like, well, I did this. I did fasting. I did keto. I did so-and-so. I did this, right? And all of a sudden, this is great because this is exactly what the person asked. How do you do this? And they want to know the whys. But then you get to people who start claiming stuff. This is the only way to do this. This is how you should do this. And then they start going back and forth. This is more efficient than this, right? And that just leads to, like, an overwhelming person. I remember, like, the people become overwhelmed because they're getting 50 solutions to something. And what that ends up actually doing is it makes the person feel worse when they're not achieving their goal, because in their mind, they've gotten, like, 50 solutions and they still, in a sense, are failing all of them, right? Because they know, like, these multiple different ways of doing this thing, and yet they're not doing it, okay? So the struggle a lot of people seem to have is they don't focus their attention, okay? And one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs say, you know, sometimes some people really need to invest in some sort of program because of that focus of attention, okay? I've talked about this before. This is like, if somebody buying a car that's like $2,000 versus somebody buying a car that's like $200,000, that person who bought that $200,000 car, assuming they have the means to buy both, okay? Not somebody who's like, say, poor versus not, but assuming the same person, same income, like say somebody who's like in the $80,000 range buying a $200,000 car versus somebody buying a $2,000 car, they're going to treat that $200,000 car better. They're going to see it as, oh man, I need to take care of this car because of so-and-so, da-da-da-da. There's a study also that shows people that find things more challenging, they find it more rewarding, And this is why you have a lot of people in unhealthy relationships, right? Because they associate the challenge of the unhealthy relationship as more fulfilling, and the ones that come easy as not fulfilling, okay? The study was done by psychologists at Florida State University, but one of the ways they did it too as well was they measured people who were in fraternities. And of course, a part of fraternities is hazing. And so they saw these two fraternities had the exact same ritual for hazing. But one of them had an entrance fee to be part of the fraternity of $3,000, while the other one had one of like $200. And 90% of the people said that the one fraternity that had the $3,000 entrance with hazing, that was just a lot more fulfilling of a fraternity to be a part of. It was better, just overall in all areas, you know? Even though, like, they do exactly the same kind of rituals, processes, everything just about identical with the fraternity, the way it's run, okay? So, stuff like that. So, I've seen this firsthand. There is advice, meal plans, stuff I give to people for free, all the advice, how to get to single-digit body fat percentage, how to maintain a healthy diet, and the focus of attention is just not there. You know what I mean? And it makes sense it wouldn't be, because if you're not invested in it, like, why would you focus it as if you, you know what I mean, paid for something valuable? You know, like, people take care of their phones when it drops on the floor because, oh my gosh, that was $1,000 to replace. You know what I mean? And then, like, people also go through, like, these $5,000-$6,000 gastric bypasses and stuff like that that was completely reversible by diet at some point, you know? Not maybe for 100% of the cases, but a good percentage of them. You know what I mean? So, it's just focus of attention, being able to decide. Making that decision that you're going to try one is really big, okay? And there's no failures here, you know? You try one, and a lot of people seem that losing weight and diet is very hard. It's really not hard at all. You know what I mean? It's very simple. You decide on one, and you want it to get to the point where it's almost effortless. You want to find the one that literally you're like, oh man, somebody explains to you, and they're like, oh, I could definitely do that, okay? So some people, for instance, guys, you guys know, if you've been following me, I'm a very big advocate of fasting. You know, I like longevity research, and a lot of people study longevity, they're very big advocates of fasting. So I go on these 7-day fasts, 3-day fasts, once a month, 7-day fasts every 5-6 months, you know. And if I tell somebody, hey, you know, like, I do the 7-day fast, I wouldn't open up with that. They're like, oh man, I could never do that. Of course, you know what I mean, that's a very drastic thing. Other people are gonna be, oh man, that sounds great, I'd like to try that, you know what I mean? And that's a very big indicator, you know what I mean? Some people like keto, it's like, oh man, I don't know, I hate meat, I ethically whatever, you know what I mean? And other people are gonna be like, you know what, keto sounds great, I wouldn't mind eating meat and cheese all day long and vegetables. Okay, those are very big indicators. You can't feel that it's right or wrong based off the diet in itself, okay? Some are going to be more sustainable to others, to the individual. That's what we're looking for, okay? So, vegan diet, I was telling one of my friends who's vegan, right? Vegan diet is a very exclusive diet, right? You're excluding all animal products, which, of course, in grocery stores is a lot of them. You know what I mean? And that and keto are very exclusive diets, right? Vegan keto being one of the most exclusive diets. You know, I did that diet just because of how exclusive it was. You know, you have to have all animal products out, and your fats have to be a certain level, protein a certain level, and your carbs really low, which is really interesting just in general, right? It builds really big discipline. It's one of the reasons I did it, okay? And I was talking to this person, and they're like, oh, it's not restrictive. I feel really free doing it. That's great. It's great that you feel free doing it, right? And it's good that diet is for that person. They ethically align with it. They feel that it's the best health diet for them, right? A lot of science supporting whatever, that it's good. And they just, you know, whatever, thrive on it. Okay, that's great. That's how it should be. It is, by its very nature, exclusive, you know? Just a general omnivore diet where you're not vegan. You can literally eat whatever. You know what I mean? As long as it fits the macros. So, you decide on the diet based off what ethically aligns with you, what you feel comes easy, you can do, you try it, you set a period of time, and you leverage yourself for attention. Leverage it, okay? So, if you fail this diet, maybe you could do something like you donate money to a charity you hate, right? Maybe a charity that you completely are like, man, that's ridiculous. I don't align with that at all. You do something like donating your money towards it, you know? There's somebody else that I know that they spend a lot of money on their car, you know, and I told them one time, you know, like, hey, you know, do you care about your weight? And they're like, oh, yeah, I care about weight a lot. I was like, do you care about it as much as your car? Yeah, I was like, well, you got to get to the point that if you don't reach your goal, you could think about selling your car. So, oh, I would never do that. You know what I mean? That's where it comes down to. It's like, really, how much of a priority and focus of attention are you going to give it? And that's going to make the difference between the people who get there and the people who don't, okay? Focus and attention, trying that diet, making the decision to make it a priority, okay? So, till next time, guys, have any questions, please reach out. I usually put my stuff in the bio, okay, for any questions. Have a nice day.